across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I've got a beautiful, beautiful woman in the studio who looks very, very nervous, but she's going to be fine. Her name is Cara White, and she is a local writer. So, hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I've just posted a picture of her on Twitter, so you can have a little look if you'd like to. Now we're going to talk about your writing, so because we have loads of writers in. It's Essex Book Festival as well. It just has been, yes. And there's been loads of writers in the studio. So how did you first get interested in writing?
Well, when the Twilight Saga came out, I was just approaching 13 and I really enjoyed the stories, and that was what got me into reading. And I started buying quite a few books from Waterstones, and after one particularly bad book that I read, I realised that I could probably give it a go and come out with something as bad, I suppose, or hopefully good. So I wrote my first book when I was 16 after doing a ICS writing course.
Yeah.
And I sent it out to agencies and publishers, but it didn't get picked up. But I didn't give up, and then I just decided to keep writing, and that was how I came on up with the new idea.
I was going to say, it's really difficult when you... It's disappointing, because I love reading. I've got my Kindle, which I read in bed, because I can make the writing bigger. And then I've got my book, which I take in the bath, because obviously I don't want to destroy the Kindle. But it's one of those things, sometimes when you read a book, and you were just saying you read a bad book, but you have to read it to the end, even though you know it's bad.
I suppose you hold out hope that it will get better alongside.
So you read a bad book and you think, I can do a lot better than that.
Yeah.
So you like the series? Did you like the films as well with the vampire stories or not?
Oh yeah, I was a major try-hard.
It's a fantastic series. Now, I want to have a look at your website. Tell us the difference between a planner and a panster. Have I said that right?
Yeah, I think so. A planner is someone who plots out their book, whether it be scene by scene, chapter by chapter, just writing out brief ideas of what's going on throughout the book, whereas a pantser is someone who just writes out the whole novel as it comes to them. So I suppose they let the characters dictate the story.
And how do you write?
A bit of both. With Fusion, the book that will be coming out soon, I planned excessively for nearly 3 months getting this whole world and community together, but with this latest book I've just finished, I literally just wrote it all out in one.
Wow, just in one hit.
Yeah.
Do you have to, when you do writing, are you one of the writers that has to go and sit in a room for it? Do you have to sort of say, today I'm going to spend 2 hours and you have to go somewhere and sit, or how do you work?
I just hide out in my room and try and find quiet where I can, and I'll spend as much time as I feel that I can writing.
And who you were saying, obviously you like the Twilight series, so you're a fan of hers, and I've forgotten her name now, it's gone from my head.
Stephanie Mayer.
That's the one. Who else do you like? What other sort of writers do you admire?
I'm a really big fan of Lauren Kate. She wrote The Fallen Saga, and that's currently being made into a movie in Budapest. Cassandra Clare's The Mortal Instruments, Becca Fitzpatrick, Hush Hush, all of the supernatural sort of books.
Now, your book, we're going to talk about, you've got two books, but we're going to talk about Fusion. I love to sort of immerse myself in books and just like go into a different world, and this sounds absolutely fantastic. So tell everybody about the book, and also at the end tell them how they can get hold of the book, but tell us a little bit about it.
Fusion is a YA book set in the genres of paranormal, dystopian and sci-fi, and it's based 150 years in the future in post-apocalyptic Britain, where some of the towns of Essex have been enclosed within 300 foot walls, making a community of 6 cells called the Network. The people who live in these live against the sins that they committed when the apocalypse happened, because what caused the apocalypse was this demonic plague that swept over the country, and people were drained of their energy, so it took away the hold that they had of their barbarity, so they went out and murdered and bombed and pretty much destroyed the country within 24 hours. So the book follows 17-year-old Cassandra Knight, who lives in this strange human world that's embedded within a demonic society and demon slayers. It's called Seekers, and it's about how she has to survive being targeted while trying to get through this difficult time of my life.
And who would you say is this book written for? What sort of age groups would you think, or is it open to all age groups?
Yeah, I suppose it's like, well, over 12, I suppose, 12 above. Mm. It's more of a teen.
And now I was saying to you, the lead character is called Cassandra Knight.
Yeah.
Who, if you were having the film made, which fingers crossed, it would be really good, could turn into like a Harry Potter series, really, but a bit more demonic. Who would you have to play the character? Who can you see in that character?
I like Michelle Keegan. I'd have her, but I think she's too older for the part now. But otherwise, Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Quite like her.
But she's American.
I know. She can do a British accent, surely.
I don't British accent, but it's the Essex accent she might have a little bit of difficulty with. So you've got that book, and you've also got The Redemption of Sold Alice. Have I said that correctly?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that book as well.
The Redemption of Sold Alice is a contemporary book about an 18-year-old boy who lives on the streets, but he hasn't... He isn't living rough because of his faults of his own. It's all these factors of a hard upbringing that have brought him to where he is. And he is attacked one evening over a debt settlement that his father, who was a gambler, owes. And this young girl takes him in and helps him out. And they sort of open each other's eyes to how the different classes live and have to deal with their own family issues along the way.
So did you start, I mean, when you started writing, I know you said you started writing early, but were you always interested when you were a small child in writing stories or not, or it's just sort of come to you in the last few years?
No, I did used to write stories. I remember when I was in reception, I'd take A4 bits of paper and fold them up into little A5 cards and write little stories in them and just hand them out to my friends and family. It sort of dwindled away over the years, but then when the Twilight Saga came, that was when it hit again.
Now, if people want to get hold of the books, where can they can they download them, or are they available? How have you got them out there for people to read?
It's currently being edited by a professional who lives in Barcelona, so hopefully it'll be out in August, mid-August.
And that's going to be in a paperback?
It'll be on Amazon,
yeah,
and it'll be available on paperback and ebook.
And I've always said to the writers, are you going to go into the shop when you do your sign? Actually, because I would, if I wrote a book, I'd be like, that book there. I'd just stand next to it where it was for a couple of hours. So when are you going to have like a book signing and everything when it's coming out? And
yeah, I think my mum and everyone's going to push me to go touring around the country and go to little bookshops.
Now, you've got a lovely website, which is all the W's, Cara White Writes, .blogspot.co.uk, where you can go and find out more. Now, I just for say, because you like cars.
Yes.
And my best friend's dad, when I was at school, had a Trans Am Firebird.
Oh, my God.
He had two of them. Two of them, and I remember, I think there was a pigeon, are they called pigeon seats in the back? I'm sure there was a pigeon seat in the back of that, because I remember being in, because it was just so, oh my God, what car's that? I've never seen anything like it. But you like your cars.
Oh, I love cars.
So what are you going to buy with all the royalties from your book then?
I've currently got a green VW Beetle.
Yep.
But I would love a Trans Am, like the Knight Rider one.
One that talks to you.
That would be brilliant.
I've got here as well, let me have a quick look, you've got your a movie buff.
Yes.
So what sort of films do you enjoy?
Everything. I really like sci-fi, romantic comedies, horror. Mm. Big fan of horror. Action, adventure, anything really.
So are you hoping, obviously with Fusion, are you hoping that's going to, you know, it might get sort of bought up? Are you hoping that somebody might turn it into a series or turn it into a film?
It's a nice dream to have, but it's quite hard to even get into the publishing industry, so the likeliness of it being made into a movie is probably pretty low.
Well, it's not, you say that, but it's loads of people now, I've had loads of writers in who've, you know, self-published because it's easy to do it,
yeah.
And they've had their books, I was speaking to somebody who's actually had their book taken up for a TV series,
yeah.
From doing that, so it does happen, it does. You've got to keep your fingers crossed. And I think you should play your own, I think you should play Cassandra in the movie.
Thank you.
Get on telly a bit. So if you want to go and check out Cara, it's Cara White Writes at .blogspot.co.uk. Don't forget, it's A Redemption of Sold Alice and Fusion of the two books. And how old are you?
19.
Give her a round of applause, Mum and Dad. They're in the studio as well. There we go. Is that your sister there as well?
No, it's my best friend.
Hello, best friend. What's your
adopted
name?
Sister.
Megan.
Oh, hello, Megan. Are you all very proud of her for doing so much writing?
Unbelievably.
Yeah, I thought they were. Hello, Mum and Dad. So thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
If you missed the beginning bit of the interview, you'll be able to find it up on the website a little bit later. But go and take a look at the blog. It's all the W, carawhitewrites.blogspot.co.uk, and you can find out about the redemption of Sold Alice and the book Fusion as well. Right, just coming up to 11:46. Thanks very much for coming into the studio. I'm having problems with my R's and W's today. Here are the Pet Shop Boys with Heart.